Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have Sam Kennedy and Tom Warner off the start. And I have to say, I really love huge crowd, and I like the slogan for 2024. At least we're not the Patriots. I thought that was a little much, but no, it is a great scene here, and I am just I can't wait to get to Fort Myers at the end of the month. It's been tumultuous, Sam. Yesterday you made some news with the comments about the payroll going down a bit. We were talking briefly right before we came on. I'm curious about that specifically. Our company, many companies, are still digging out from post-pandemic situations. What type of impact did that have on your business? And is that still something you guys are climbing out of?
Yeah, without question. And again, our fans don't necessarily want to hear about the business of baseball. They want to hear about the baseball and who's going to be on the club and what the expectations are. But you know, look, the impact of the pandemic, the impact of a more difficult environment with respect to television rights, and you see what's gone on, you see what's happened in the radio industry. The sports business has been under pressure, but in no way does that make any excuses for the performance or lack thereof that we've had on the field. Three out of the last 4 years, finishing in last place is not acceptable to the guy sitting to my right. It's not acceptable to John Henry, nor anyone in the Fenway Sports Group partnership. So we need to fix things. We need to make sure we're building this growing young core of players that is going to lead us to that next great Red Sox team. And we will be active and engaged in free agency and bringing in star players from the outside. We didn't match up this offseason on sort of those two or really big ticket items, and we own that. That's on us. It was not for a lack of trying. We did stay disciplined. We went to our threshold. We didn't get there. But you've heard from Craig Breslow. He has a plan. We're very confident in him and excited about the 2024 club.
Can I just add to that? We are determined to improve this year, and we are determined to win. And also, we do have the resources. One of the reasons that we're so excited about Craig is that he's focusing not just on the players that we have, but how to improve our entire minor league system so that we can have a competitive team year in and year out. Things that we all know is, like, last year, I think around the 1st of July, we were 10 games above 500, but we didn't have sufficient pitching depth, and so we finished the season poorly. We are focused on not just improving the pitching that we have, but how to teach them to be better. Hiring Andrew Bailey, I think, will be a huge improvement. Getting the players to understand what their roles are will be important. And so, you know, I'm confident that we're going to be competitive this year.
Tom, for the average fan who equates payroll to willingness to win, what would you say to that fan that looks at the dollar figure alone?
Well, the first thing is, if you look at who won the World Series the last 5 years, the team with the highest payroll didn't win. Last year, the team with the highest three payrolls didn't even get to postseason. So the correlation is not particularly strong. That doesn't mean, by the way, that at the appropriate time we won't go out and spend a lot of money for a star player. You know, we did it for Trevor Story. We obviously did it to extend Rafi Devers for 10 or 11 years. And so we have the resources to do it. But I would just caution people that, you know, the key to any success is a bunch of things, including luck. But I think you've got to start with homegrown talent. That has always been the key to our success. And if you look around our team, there's a lot of really important pieces. Look at our infield. You know, we've got Tristan Casas at first base, who is a budding all-star. Vaughn Grissom, who everybody says is a terrific talent. Hopefully a healthy Trevor Story. And if he's healthy defensively, we're going to just improve. And obviously Rafi Devers at third. Just one last thing, and then I feel like I'm going on for a long time. I asked somebody in our front office yesterday how many games he thinks we would have won if we had just been average defensively last year. Not the top of the league, but average. He said 9 or 10 games. So that would have been enough for us to make postseason if we had just had an average defensive team. So, you know, there's a lot of pieces that go into success. And I'm not saying a high payroll isn't important, but we do have the resources.
And Tom, we were talking, Ken and I, before the show about the Alex Cora. He'll be joining us, I think, in a half hour. And fan favorite, maybe the most popular member of the organization. And we had a full season with the Patriots where I was asking Bill and waiting for the Patriots to publicly say, you know, we support Bill Belichick. It never came, and then, you know, Bill's on his own way. Reportedly, Alex Cora is in the final year of his deal. None of us would know either way. Is there anything that you guys could say that could further sort of illuminate us into what his future is? And if it is his last year of his contract, is that something you're working to rectify before the start of the season?
I can take that one, Chris. Look, Alex Cora is a fan favorite. He's also an internal favorite of our ownership. He's a World Series champion. However, the most important thing in leadership and in management is to have proper chain of command and roles and responsibilities. When we hired Craig Breslow, we sat down with Alex and went through the process and said, look, we are going to bring in a new leader of baseball operations. That leader of baseball operations is going to be responsible for addressing your situation, your contract. The manager works for the chief baseball officer. They are off to a great start. They're building a relationship around trust. They had a pre-existing relationship. So I'm very optimistic that that relationship will continue to grow and lead to a place where Alex is around for a long time, assuming he wants to be and assuming that's what Craig wants. But that is Craig Breslow's decision. That's part of our job and ownership and management is to make sure that we have the proper sort of line of authority and chain of command.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined by Chairman Tom Werner and Red Sox President Sam Kennedy here from Winter Weekend 2024. Ken and Curtis Show on location at the MassMutual Center. Tom, you referenced some of those long-term contracts. This offseason, there was a lot of hype around Yamamoto. Other names have been out there. Is it fair to say the Chris Sale contract was a defining moment of caution for you guys, or did it change your approach to some of these long-term deals? And are you surprised with how this free agency period has gone in terms of some of the money that's been has it gone out?
Regarding Chris Sale, Sam and I were just talking on the way over here. We love Chris Sale as a person. He himself would say that he didn't fulfill, you know, the hopes that he had when he was a Red Sox player. And he felt it was a wonderful organization. It just was a bunch of lousy circumstances. You know, when you go into the free agent market, you obviously know that, you know, one of the things about baseball that is, you can argue whether it's good or bad, is that players and owners have to agree on very, very long contracts. And the history on that is very mixed. You know, we have signed a number of free agents, and, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, Sam could tell you, but, you know, a lot of them don't work out for both parties. So you just have to go into these situations wide-eyed, sober. And our feeling is it's always important to try to extend your homegrown talent. I mean, one of the reasons that we loved extending Rafi for 10 or 11 years is, first of all, we'd seen him. We knew his competitive spirit. He was, I think, 25 or 26. Okay. So that was a bunch of circumstances which were positive. But we, as Sam said, at the right time, we will make a commitment to a player for a long period of time at high dollars. It's just we didn't do it yet in 2024.
In terms of not specific players, although there's a big name that's already with another team in Shohei, but I know you guys can't comment on specific guys. Just the way that contract was structured, if I'm you guys, I'm like, okay, I know you're not selling, I'm not saying you're selling, but if you sign Shohei Ohtani, all but whatever, 20 million of it was, or 60 million was deferred, and you get to have a huge buzz of bringing in this huge market where he comes in here and he's the biggest star maybe in all of sports, at least definitely in baseball, biggest star in Boston with Tatum maybe, whatever. Why not? Was that something you were ever invested in, or the deferred contract structure of that, is that something that would have appealed to you guys? Just your thought process on how that was structured and why maybe you guys didn't engage in that.
Well, the structure is allowable under the collective bargaining agreement, so all clubs are able to operate within the framework of the CBA, and it was obviously an unprecedented structure for a deal. Don't want to get into sort of what we would have done or what we wouldn't have done. You can understand that as you mentioned. But there's no doubt that this is one of the, if not the greatest player of all time, generational talent. And, you know, their organization will be better off for having done it. How the finances are going to work on the back end and the unique structure of it, that's a question for Dodgers ownership. But Tom, we can talk to them about it in Orlando in a couple weeks and see what they think of it. But look, we're focused on what we need to get done here, and it wasn't a fit for us, which, again, I understand that can be disappointing for Red Sox fans, but we move on.
Yeah, I work with a guy in Jermaine Wiggins every morning, and he was talking about Shohei, I think, for six straight months. So another swing and a miss by Wiggs, but it's okay. just from my perspective, growing up in Boston, you know, being an observer and fan of the Red Sox my whole life, it felt like when John, Tom, Larry, Sam, when you guys came here, there was this magnetic passion to do something that hadn't been done in generations. You rebuilt Fenway in a way that nobody could have foreseen. The success exceeded almost everybody's wildest expectations. It feels like to me today, what began as a passion has sort of fallen into a chore. Like, we don't hear from John as much. We don't see you guys out there as much. It feels like it's not quite the same. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm wrong on a lot of things like Wiggy, but it's just my perception of it. Is that
inaccurate? Well, I think your perception is inaccurate.
Yeah.
We suffer as much at every loss as we've always suffered. We embrace the success. Our desire to win another championship. I've got five fingers on my hand, and I want
for
one
now,
more
until
ring.
These fans get done with
one
you.
More ring. And I can't wait as a baseball fan for the start of 2024. The 2023 is the past, and I can only tell you, and you know, this is, you know, Sam will speak for himself, that John and I and everybody in the front office is as excited about the future of the Red Sox as we've always been, proud of what we've done, but hungry for more success.
Yeah, I would I'd echo that, and I'd point out to you, Chris, I think your point is that these issues come up around lack of focus, or it may not be as important in it's almost a zero sum way. And what I mean by that is, when you finish last 2 years in a row, of course those are going to be the questions. We have to acknowledge that and own that. In October of 2021, there was not one bit of discussion around lack of focus. There was no discussion of Liverpool or investment in other areas. You know why? Fenway Park was freaking electric. I've never felt Fenway Park the way it felt for that one-game playoff against the Yankees when Xander took Gerrit Cole deep. The place almost came down. I know it was 2021. It's a couple years ago. But why? We were winning baseball games. We're playing in October. When we have two sucky seasons like we've had, these are natural questions. We have to take them. But I can tell you, as a kid who grew up less than a mile from Fenway Park, if you think for 1 second that we aren't passionate, committed, dedicated to the Boston Red Sox, you're wrong, you're a liar, and I'll correct you on it, because it's total BS, and we are committed. We're frustrated, we take it personally, it angers us when we don't win, and we understand their natural questions. But look back in history, these questions come up when we're not performing at the major league level. We have to perform at the major league level, and those questions will go away. But to say that the attention or the commitment or the care isn't there is just flat wrong.
And I know you guys have to run, but just a quick follow-up on that, Tom. You made clear last night your ownership group is you're not selling. You're here to stay. Correct?
That's correct. I hope most fans are happy about that. You know, there was a fan, I don't know if you heard this, who said to Sam yesterday, you know, we don't hate you as much as you think we do.
How was it last night?
That's pretty good for a Boston fan.
Listen, most of the people here have come up to us and thank us. You know, they understand that our desire to win is as strong as ever. They love the Boston Red Sox. They're loyal. They're smart. They know that we're excited about what Craig is going to accomplish. So, you know, in general, you know, there are people who are going to be haters no matter where you are in life. But I'm grateful for the people who have come to Springfield today, who are enjoying meeting not just the current squad, but David Ortiz, and it was great to see Jonathan Papelbon and Pedro Martinez and Lou Marloni and all these people were here last night. Why are they here? Because we all love the Red Sox. We all love baseball.
Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, guys. Good to
see you.
Tom Werner and Sam Kennedy here on the Kent and Curtis Show as we start here from Springfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.